This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in February. We're talking about Global Track Solutions, Inc., trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PSYC. And with us today to bring us up to speed is the CEO of the company, Mr. David Flores. David, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be back, Everett. Thank you.
You know, for our new listeners, if you would, maybe give us about a 20-second about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. So Global Track Solutions, through Psychedelic Spotlight, which is our digital media platform, we are proud to be the first and currently the only digital media focused company in the emerging space of medicinal psychedelics. So psychedelicspotlight.com is our primary website. It's a source for news and information, original content, all surrounding the psychedelic space. So that's probably the best, I think, little, 20-second clip I can give you on that. But I encourage people to check out psychedelicspotlight.com for more info on it.
Well, you know, I wanted you to come back on the show because I want to talk about some of the latest announcements, especially one being the use metrics of the psychedelic spotlight increasing about, I think, about 40%, and the other being the debut of the Spotlight Roundup series. Where are we at in that and how are we moving forward?
Yeah, so the month-over-month growth that we have seen here with Psychedelic Spotlight has been really encouraging. The user metrics, as we announced, increased from January to February by 40%. And when we talk about user metrics, we're talking about actual visitors to the site. You know, we're also looking at, how people are navigating through the site, how much time they're spending on the site. And where this matters, Everett, is obviously positioning ourselves as effectively as possible to really start to incorporate advertisement space here into Psychedelic Spotlight and across our growing number of platforms. You mentioned the Spotlight Roundup. I'll get to that in just a second here. But our focus really now is on incorporating that advertising space in here and establishing media partnerships with other companies that are in this space looking to grow their audience, looking to expand. And we feel that we have really positioned ourselves quite effectively here now as a recognized leader and a recognized brand for news and information and original content here in the space. And when I say that, I'm not just saying that because, that's my own opinion. I've actually been told, by other companies and other leaders in this space that that's exactly how they see us, as a leader for news, information, and original content. So that to me tells me we have done a remarkable job here in really establishing Psychedelic Spotlight within the medicinal psychedelic industry. Now, the Spotlight Roundup represents the next phase of our growth here in expanding our digital content output and production. It's a news roundup series, about 5 minutes, and it's produced in collaboration with Elks Pride Picture. They are a production company out of Kansas City. And we are so happy to be able to make the connection with them. We're currently pushing this out on the 15th and 30th of every month, but we intend on making this a weekly segment that is going to feature all of the news as more and more news starts to come out here in this space. So really excited to expand on that. And, one other thing that I want to share on this is, our focus in terms of expanding our digital media output and production, we are currently exploring a very interesting opportunity. I can't, get into the details just yet because it's not public, but we are looking at a very reputable and recognized digital media network, and we are exploring the partnership opportunity with them. And it's an opportunity that I think if we can bring it together, it's really going to help us grow exponentially and in a way that we haven't seen just yet. So I'm very, very excited and hoping that we can bring that together because I think it's going to be absolutely huge for the growth of Psychedelic Spotlight.
David, I want to change gears here just for a second and talk about the corporate side of your company. There's been a lot of discussions, some surround the company's structure share and the potential of increasing the company's authorized shares. If you could, would you shed some light on that and how you see things panning out in the future?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's a subject that I really want to just, tackle head on. Since day one of taking over here, I have always had the mindset of being as open and transparent as I possibly can with our shareholders and stakeholders in the company. And so, having been a part of companies, you know, on the OTC markets and small cap companies. I know, you know, when a company increases their authorized, I know the speculation, you know, I know the concerns that certain investors and shareholders have. You know, the first question that comes to mind is, are they doing this so that they can, you know, give their executives, you know, millions of shares? And so, you know, I understand that. I've seen it happen, so I understand where that concern comes from. But, you know, the one thing that I want to make very, very clear here, Everett, is, you know, a lot of what has contributed to our company's increase in our outstanding over the last several months really has been a product of matters that date back well over a year for the company, and matters that date back before I took over as CEO. And so what I would implore people out there to do if they have questions surrounding this is to really look, since I took over in July of 2020, really look at what has been done. And since I took over, one of the first things that I really looked at was how I could run this company more responsibly from a fiscal perspective as well as from a share structure perspective. On the fiscal side of things, it really has been about reducing our overhead, minimizing, and in some cases, just completely eliminating certain costs and expenditures that have just been unnecessary, but doing it in a manner that it's not jeopardizing or sacrificing our ability to go out and get done what needs to get done and achieve the business initiatives and objectives that we have. And on the share structure side of things, what I want to just encourage people to do, listen, it's as clear as day. We're going to have our annual disclosure coming out here in the next couple of weeks. I have no problem telling anybody to take a look at it, see what I've been issued here over the last several months, and you'll get an understanding. When you compare that to sort of how prior executives went about running this company, you will see that when I talk about that responsibility, I actually mean it. And so this is all about, you know, cleaning things up, getting the company repositioned, and really focusing on how are we going to create value here going forward. We have already positioned ourselves very effectively in an industry that I believe has significant growth potential. And I think we're already at a very advantageous position in terms of already being a publicly traded company. I talk to companies every single day, Everett, you know, and some of these companies are working feverishly trying to create a path for themselves to get to where we are, to get on the public market space. We're already here. So now the question is, how can we leverage that to our advantage and to create opportunities to drive value for the company? And so my expectation is that over the next several months, there are going to be opportunities, whether those are partnership opportunities or acquisition opportunities that I believe we're going to be presented with. And being able to make sure that we have the resources available to capitalize on those opportunities is going to be very important. And so that's where the increase in the authorized comes into play. I intend to use that incredibly responsibly, but at the end of the day, utilize it where and when I have to, with the main objective being bringing in opportunities that are going to drive value here for the company.
Yeah, I agree with you on all four fronts that you've been talking about, and it shows. That being said, we're coming up, I think, on the year anniversary of a launch of Psychedelic Spotlight products. How are you assessing the progress of the company? When do you think that revenues will actually start reflecting and falling on the balance sheet?
Yeah, so another great question. You know, I think we've come a very long way in about a year. You know, I think we're coming up on the first year, as you mentioned, since we launched Psychedelic Spotlight. And when it was launched, I mean, it was just a small website. I think, you know, prior management, the prior CEO, Vanessa Luna, I think she had an idea of what she wanted it to be. When I took over, it was my job to take that and just grow and expand it. And so, you know, I go back to something I mentioned, you know, in the first question, and that's the fact that we have established Psychedelic Spotlight as the preeminent source for news and information and original content here in this space. We have people reaching out to us now, you know, saying, hey, I want to be featured on Psychedelic Spotlight. I know that this is where, you know, where people are going to find information right now. So I want my company or I want my services to be featured. You know, can you have me on a podcast? Can you do an editorial for us? And that's so encouraging because, again, that shows that, you know, we have done our job in terms of establishing a reputable identity for ourselves. So I'm encouraged with that. But now, again, the question is, how do we expand on this? And I think there's going to be a couple of opportunities and a couple of things here that we're going to focus on. A, I'm not going to lose sight of what we've accomplished here on the digital media side. I want to grow that. I want to expand it. that's what the Spotlight Roundup is all about, and that's what this potential partnership with a digital media channel is going to be all about. We have other plans and other ideas to incorporate into that and expand upon that and really solidify Psychedelic Spotlight as, without question, the leader in medicinal psychedelics for news and information. Second part of it is continuing to explore potential opportunities. Again, whether those are partnerships or whether those are acquisition opportunities, they're going to be there. I've seen them, and it just comes down to the ones that make the most sense for us. As far as revenue is concerned, which I know is a big, big question and a very important question, I expect, and it's my goal and my objective, I want revenue shown on the books by no later than Q3 of this year. And I'm doing everything I can to make that happen. And it's just a starting point. I just want to remind everybody that this is just a starting point. Incorporating revenue from advertisement sales is just a start for us. We have loftier goals. It's going to take time, but we're on the path. We're sitting at the table with all the heads of this emerging industry. People know who we are. And to me, that's what's important. And now it's just a matter of bringing it all together. And again, identifying those opportunities that we can bring in and incorporate that are going to bring value to our shareholders, especially ever. I just want to, you know, send this out to those shareholders that have been part of this company for years and years and have been part of the ups and the downs. This is all for them. This is about really creating the value that they absolutely deserve.
Dave, before I let you go, 20 seconds, what is the takeaway from today's interview?
I think the takeaway is responsibility. You know, it really is about running this company far more responsible than I think it's ever been run before. You know, I don't like to speak poorly, you know, on anybody that came before me. They dealt with their own challenges and their own issues, but it is a number one goal for me. And again, I think the proof is going to be transparent. It's going to be in the filings. It's going to be in the disclosures. People will see the decisions that I'm making and how I am going about operating this company in the most responsible manner possible. But on the other side of it, it's about constantly looking for opportunities that are going to bring value into the company.
David Flores has been my guest today. He is the CEO of Global Track Solutions. Take a look. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PSYC. David, thanks so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days, give us an update of what's going on.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.